Well, hello, my friend. I'm glad that you called. It was sort of a humorous reply to the question, how did you ever chisel that horse out of the marble? And the answer was, well, I just chipped away everything that did not look like a horse. I've thought of that over and over. How did you do that? How did the horse look so good? And the guy says, well, I just chipped everything out of the marble that wasn't looking like a horse. Well, easier said than done, I guess. But I know that the famous statue of David, I think it's in Florence, Italy, it's a good example. It was sculptured by Michelangelo. And I'm sure that many watching him throughout all the time that was necessary to complete such a work of art wondered, how can he do it? How can he do it? Well, technically, he took away everything that did not look like David. Now, when it comes to the shaping of my life, well, that's another thing. Did anyone that's trying to shape you? Let's put it in these words. God is trying to shape you up in his body shop. And to do so, he must remove from you all that does not look like him. Created in his image, wow, we have a lot of baggage, don't we, that needs to be removed. And I'm thinking and I'm speaking of things that separate us from the Lord. And one of the many things that we need to get rid of in our, let's call it our undue concern about tomorrow and a situation that we might be facing. Jesus knew that was going to happen, and so he says, recorded in Matthew 6:34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. All right, Jesus, those are pretty cool words. Let's purpose to allow God to chip away some of our concerns. How? By willing to give the problem to him. Now, it is indeed true. The Bible says God is shaping us from one image to another. In fact, that's what he says. I'm changing you from one image to another. And sometimes the effects of the chisel hurts. But, my friend, the result is something beautiful. My prayer is, God, bless this one. I pray that it's your desire that they look more like you, that they be willing to submit to that. And may they present their bodies a living sacrifice, wholly dedicated to you, not just the physical body, but the inner man that is faced with decisions and perplexities and doubt. And may this caller realize that is possible. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm happy that you called, and following the signal, as some do, they talk to me. And you can talk as long as you want to. God bless you. Goodbye.